Are you involved in filmmaking, visual, or the performing arts? If yes, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is calling you. Come October 1, JAMPRO will be hosting an open day at its New Kingston offices, and stakeholders within the film and creative industries are invited to attend. The event will run from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. and targets all players in film, music, theater, dance, visual, and fine arts. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says the idea is to reach out to practitioners across the disciplines.
JAMPRO's remit is about the business of creative industries. JAMPRO is about building an ecosystem of practitioners, but also training those practitioners in business acumen. How do we own the intellectual property of our creative products, and how do we leverage that internationally to the greater revenue generation for Jamaica?
The open day marks JAMPRO's latest initiative to promote Jamaica's film and creative industries, as well as to announce a number of upcoming events. Film Commissioner and Creative Industries Manager at JAMPRO, Carol Beckford, is encouraging stakeholders to participate.
What we're asking people to do is to come in, sign up so we can talk and do business matchmaking internally to be able to go towards a product. So for example, the Endgame, which is a film festival in July, will kind of say to the rest of the world in another 6 weeks that we have specific numbers of people in specific areas to be able to execute.
The July 2015 festival, she notes, will seek to showcase all the talent and creativity Jamaica has to offer. From October 13 to 17, JAMPRO will be partnering with Jamaican international actor Paul Campbell, who will be working with young people in the areas of script production, editing, and film production. Mr. Campbell will also be meeting with industry players. Ms. Beckford says the actor is concerned that practitioners have not been able to effectively take production from script to screen and make it worthwhile. Since April this year, JAMPRO has facilitated close to $200 million in entertainment projects and $43 million in film ventures. Capital expenditure for the period was over $165 million.
For the same period, we've created 717 temporary jobs, and obviously you know that jobs in this industry are quite often temporary. They can last from a couple of days for a film extra to a couple of months for a production that's ongoing or that is a TV series. But this is just a fraction of where we can go with this industry, actually. The film opportunities are really to start telling Jamaican stories, to start looking at where our creative product is of interest to the world.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. So, remember, Wednesday, October 1, open day at JAMPRO's New Kingston offices, 18 Trafalgar Road, Kingston 10. For more information, call 978-7755 or 978-3337.
The Caribbean Association of Housing Finance, CASHFI, in conjunction with the National Housing Trust and the Inter-American Development Bank, under the patronage of the President of the International Union of Housing Finance Institutions, presents the Regional Housing Conference 2014, Transforming Communities Through Housing and Economic Development, Monday, October 6 and Tuesday, October 7 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Register at www.cashfi.com or 754-5264 or 997-5282. Sponsored by JNBS, NHT and VMBS.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the school as for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do, just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further their education. Makes sense. Done.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.